Okay, today, Rosh Hashanah, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Me'ilah. We are up to parakei Mishnah Beis. Nena b'chatzi pruta, pagam b'chatzi pruta. If a person gets a half a pruta worth of hana'a from Hagdish, and he damaged it, another half a pruta worth, o shenena b'shav pruta b'tav rechad, or he got a full shav pruta's hana'a from one item of Hagdish without damaging it, upagam b'shav pruta b'tav recher, and he damaged the shav pruta worth in a different item of Hagdish, that is not a violation of mi'ila. I mean, we're talking about the kind of thing that normally goes down in value when you use it. So it has to be that the hana'a and the pagam is in the same item in order to violate mi'ila. You need to have the hana'a and the pagam of a shavapruta in the same item. Mishnah Gimel. You don't violate mi'ila by using hagdish after someone else already violated mi'ila with it, ela behema kli sharis, except for if it's a behema that's not a balmum and a kli sharis. Those are the only things that you could violate me'ilah multiple times. Because it remains hegdish even after the first mi'ilah is violated. Ketzad, what do we mean? Mi'ilah violated more than once with a carbon and klisharis. Rachav agabe behema, someone rides on a behema that's supposed to be a carbon. Uba chavir v'rachav, and someone else comes and rides on the same animal. Uba chavir v'rachav, and a third guy as well. Shasa b'kol shalzav, someone drinks from a golden klisharis. Uba chavir v'shasa, and so does someone else. Uba chavir v'shasa, and so does a third person. Talash menachata, someone pulls hair out of a chatas that's a tamim, it's not a balmum, ubachavir vitalash, and so does the second guy, ubachavir vitalash, kulon malu, they all are in violation of mi'ila, because it retains its kedusha even after the first person violated mi'ila. Rebbe Omer, kol she'in lo pidyon, Rebbe says, anything that's hektish that you cannot be poda, meaning an animal that's used for a karban, and it later becomes a balmum, and was shechted without being poda, yesh bo ma'alach or ma'al, you could violate mi'ila, multiple times, meaning one person, then another person, because in order for an animal to go through pidyon, you need ha'amadav ha'aracha, so it needs to be alive. So it can't be dead. So Rebbe holds that that ha'amadav ha'aracha is only if the animal was given to the bedek habayis. Is not only if the animal is given to bedek habayis, even if it had kedushas mizbeach. So that obviously has to happen before you shecht it. Otherwise, it's never going to be a subject to pidyon, and since it's not subject to pidyon, it's always going to be subject to mi'ilah. Okay, let's review what we learned today. In Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, we said that if you get when you have an item that loses value as you use it, in order to violate mi'ilah, it has to be the same item that both loses a shavapruta's worth of value, and that you got a shavapruta's worth of hana'a from it, in order to violate Mi'ila. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that only a behema and a klisharis can multiple people violate mi'ila on multiple times, because they retain their kedusha after the initial violation of mi'ila. But most other things, as soon as you violate mi'ila, it lost its kedusha, so it's no longer going to be subject to mi'ila. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Dalet.